Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parsha Shemais, we begin the Sefer HaGeula, the Book of Shemais, which certainly we hope is going to herald a Geula very, very soon. The first thing I'd like to share with you takes us to Shemais, Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures Moshe Rabbeinu v'shomu l'kailecha, they will listen to your voice. Dr. Ashim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, simin zeh masur lahem, shebaloshin zeh heim nigalim. This is a simin that the Jewish people have, Yaakov, Yosef, that they will be redeemed with the lashon of pachad yifkad elikim eschem. With the lashon of pakaid, pakaid, what is pakaid? Pakaid is Hashem pakaid asara. It's a lashon of remembering. Pakaid yifkad Hashem. Hashem will remember you. He will remember you and redeem you. And that lashon, when it's used, is a sign that this is the true Gael. Of course, everybody asks that if you know that the secret word is pakaid, everyone knows that. So then, why uses it using the lashon pakaid? Tosca says an absolutely wonderful thought, which I'd like to try to explain as best I understand it. The Kotzka, there's a Sefer Oyel Taira, which is the Kotzka's Divrei Taira on Chumash. He says, Pakaid is indeed a Lashon of remembering. Wasn't it in Zachar and Pakaid? He says, Pakaid is a Lashon of a heartfelt remembering. And he brings their mashal, the Yifkeit Shimshon Es Ishtai. The Yifkeit is a lashon of Zechira Bigaguim, which means a remembering. It's not just you remember your grocery list, you got to go to the grocery. No, it's something else. It's a language of remembering in a way that connects to the person. It's an emotional connection. It's a connection that has feeling to it. Hashem Pakad Esara. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah and he gave her children. It was more than just, oh, I forgot, I remember. No. Much more than that. The depth of what he's saying is this. That when a Goyel comes and says, hello, I'm Mashiach, I'm the Goyel, that's not enough. Simen zeh masur lahem. The Simen Yaakov Yosef gave over. When the Goyel comes, you're going to feel the Ahava. You're going to feel the sweetness. You're going to feel the caring of the person who's the Gael. You will know in your hearts that he's not lying because you'll be able to see the connection to the person. Very often someone talks to you and you suspect that he's lying just the way he says it. Very often the words are parody. You can't tell. On rare occasion, there's somebody who comes across in such a connecting way that you're certain he's sincere. You're certain he's real. That's the simon of the gula. Simon zeh masalahem. Someone will talk to you in a way that you can feel. You feel in your bones the gaguim, the feelings that he has to Klal Yisrael. Then you'll know that he's the gael. This is how the Kusker explains it. Mireinu Rav Pam used to explain that the whole Messiah, the getting over of Torah from Rebbe to Talmud, has to be with Gaguim of Ahava, has to be with feelings of Ahava. The Gemara says that Pulpula, the pilpul of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu nog toivus ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was noig a generosity and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. Why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it straight to Klal Yisrael? So after Pam, because that's the way Messiah has to be. Especially the Pulpula Daraisa, that which takes a lot of hard work in Amelus. It's got to be given from a Rebbe to a Talmud with Gaguim, with feelings of Ahava, where the Talmud knows where it's coming from. And those feelings of Ahava are the feelings that really connect to a person. It comes to mind because or Matisyahu Solomon, Zitzal, the Mashkiach and Lakewood Yeshiva, many of you didn't know because the last 10 years he was out of circulation. He was a tremendous Medaber Be'ahava, with Gaguim of Ahava. I had the schus to speak with him, to have a shaychus with him. Many people had a schus. But it was this ava that counted the most. There was once a Rosh Hashiva who had a disagreement over a public policy for Klal Yisrael and went to speak to him. He said, I didn't convince him, he didn't convince me. But he said, I can't win against his shmeichel. His language was, I can't win against his smile. I think I can win against his smile. Klal Yisrael is going to listen to him. He has such an ava to Klal Yisrael. I can't win against his smile. What a language. So this is the idea of Pakai Yivkai Rokemeschem. Second thought. And this quote comes from Rebbe Elia Ber Vachtfogel, which you said yesterday. Beautiful part. The Medrash says the Mialdeis feared God and they didn't kill the children. The Medrash says, Mehecham Lamdu. From where did they learn this? Mehecham Lamdu Yiraz Abi Yerulah. Me Akeda. They learned it from the Akeda. So Ravach Vogel asked the question. He said, I don't understand. The Akeda requires tremendous mysterious nefesh to sacrifice and give up an only child. However, what happened to Mitzrayim doesn't require so much sacrifice. In Mitzrayim, Pari says, kill out all the Jewish boys. So they don't kill all the Jewish boys. And who would kill? Who would listen to a Pari and murder thousands of Jewish children? Who would listen? A guy with morality wouldn't do it. Certainly not a yid. So Mehechad Mamda, we didn't learn from the Akeda. We didn't have to learn from anywhere. And if they had to learn, they had to learn from the Akeda, Shvitz, Europe. And he answered, the pshat is, batechayena es hayaladim. They didn't just refrain from killing. But the chayena fi'aladim, like Rashi says, they were megafeif, they were menashek, they bathed the child, they took care of the child, and the child was not well and would die on his own, they nursed him back to health. They did in a way that showed a yira. They could have said, look, they're trying to kill us, we're not going to kill them, hands off. No. They did, in Paris' face, they did just the opposite. What's the era of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is willing to sacrifice his son. That's Avas Hashem. How is it era? The answer is, Avraham Avinu could have said to himself, this Akedah, it's going to mess up my whole life's work. I went, there was Makarib, so many people. My wife was Makarib. There's not going to be any Klal Yisrael. Maybe the right thing is for me to do this Avera, to not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to save the whole asinus of Klal Yisrael and the whole, from Ava, Ava Hashem is there. I love Hashem so much. I can't mess up this whole binyan that I built. But he had Yira. That at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what I have to do. Even though I don't understand it, even though it's, in my view, going to decrease Ava Hashem in the world. And Hashem said, that's why I have to do it. And those are his marching orders. Same thing. Shifra and Pua, they didn't, what Pari said had no beginning of a bearing on them. It had no sheiches to them. They didn't make any cheshvainis. To say words to kill the children that are born, it had no connection, it had nothing. It was meaningless to them. It was as if he hadn't said it. And he did exactly everything that they would have done anyway. So kayach, and when he knows this is what I have to do, difficult, challenging, it's going to cause the problems, Pari's going to come after me. Nevertheless, if it's what you got to do, you go out and you do it. Challenges I have. That's the idea of a terenam yadis as a lekim. They didn't just let it go. They gave life to the Eladim. They gave them a chias. They did it as if Pare had said nothing. And that certainly is a lesson. And so, two thoughts regarding this week's parasha. One, gaguim speak to other Jews with the Abba, the other is Tosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yira. Tosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Yira, this is what you got to do. It's hard, it's difficult, it's challenging. This is what I'm going to do. You have to stand Shemayin Esrei. Come on, it's so hard. You start Shemayin Esrei, if you're thinking, oh, let me ask God, the Rabbi Nishan for some good stuff, you're going to be distracted. We're all distracted. If you think, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, need to have kavana. You talk about Yiras Hashem, you start Shemayin Esrei. Maybe it'll work, not for you, maybe it'll work for me. If not always, maybe it'll work for my next Shemayin Esrei. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shemay, Shabbos Mevarchim. How could be a Gevinch to Shabbos Kol Tov.